Hola mi gente, welcome to the Christy Osorio Show, a podcast for women who want to empower and elevate their minds, for the women who are ready to make a change, for the women who are no longer waiting for someone to tell them when they should take actions towards their goals and are ready to make boss moves. This podcast is to support women in their personal and business journey. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me, and I cannot wait to share with you so much amazing information to support you in your journey. Okay, so today's episode, I kind of want to talk about venting, honestly, and moms venting. I think that so many times as moms, you know, we feel guilty in venting. We feel guilty in, like, sharing the crap that is happening in our world, right? I'm gonna be really honest with you. This morning, I had a difficult morning. You know, my son, we were getting ready for my son to go to school. Everyone's getting ready for to go to school. We all work home. So obviously I work from home. Thankfully my husband gets to get out of the house. I work from home, the kids are home, they're learning from home. And my son has been having these tantrums lately. Like, he is just done. He's done with school. He is done doing online school. Now, this is a five-year-old who started kindergarten, honestly, through the computer. He wants to go in school. So he's definitely having these moments. And I'm sure so many who are listening, right, whether you're in business, you're working from home, there are those moments where you're just like, I am done. I am done with this crap. I am done with dealing with this shit online 24/7. And not only am I home having to do work, I also have to make sure the family is doing good. I'm also got to make sure I got to cook, clean, and all this other stuff. Like, the cycle never ends, right? Like, let's just be honest. When it comes to home stuff, it just never ends. It's always going to be there. So today was just one of those days, and I was crying this morning, honestly. I was crying this morning before I even jumped into this episode, and I was crying because sometimes I don't even know, right, like what else is there for me to do to make things better for my son, right, in terms of liking school. He does great, but to show up in class, he hates it. He honestly doesn't like it. And he's had enough already of online schooling. And it made me start thinking, right, like, for a moment, like, man, am I even feeling this way? And I get it. Like, you know, I think for so many of us, we're just tired of, like, being home and not having to do so many things like we have done in the past. You know, like, we're working from home. We're doing the cooking, the cleaning, the this, the that. So it's a lot. You know, working from home, being from home is a lot. And any moms that are listening, if you're feeling overwhelmed, right, if you're feeling like, goodness gracious, like, I'm finding myself, you know, yes, I'm home trying to do my work, but I'm also trying to do schooling with my kid all at once in between work hours. Like, I feel you. It is tough. It is tough. And yes, it's been a year in, right? It's been a year since a lot of us have been locked down. It's been a year in that we have been all home, or for some of us. But, like, it is tough. Mentally, it is tough. Physically, it can be tough on your body because it can be so draining at times. And I even though there are days that we have our good days, you know, not every day is a bad day. We have our great days. I'm not going to lie. There are days that we just, like, it's like a ball in the park. Like, goodness gracious. Like, awesome. Like, you know, we're having a great day. But then there are days that, man, it's like, it's so tough. And in today's episode, I kind of want to talk about, like, venting, right? This venting thing. I know right now I'm venting, but I'm sure there's other people that are feeling this way right now, right? And I wanted to come on, honestly, because I think more than ever, right, when you want to vent to anyone, to any friends, to any family, like, you know, I think it's important to always have that little group of people that you can talk about certain problems with, right? Like, I have a group for me and my best friends. We talk about our mom problems and stuff like that every now and then. You know, and then I have my other group of friends that is about writing, any issues, you know, my group of friends that I talk about writing, my group of friends that I have to talk about running, and my group of friends that I talk about business, right? And I'm gonna be honest, like, I find these different tribes of people to be so helpful in my life, especially, like, moments like today where I found myself crying. And it's because, like, you know, I know that I can always reach out to my best friends and I can tell them like, yo, like I'm having such a mom moment right now. You understand? I'm having that moment as a mom. Like, what more can I do? Like, what am I not getting? You understand? And I want you to understand that I don't have it all together, right? I personally don't. I'll be straight up. Like, I'm first one to tell you, I don't got it all together. You know what I mean? But I do my best every single day to show up, right? And I do my best every single day to be the woman that I'm meant to be. But there are days where, you know what? Not every day is freaking great. Not every day is like fucking phenomenal. You know, there's days that I have my fucking down moments and I am crying in the shower. Or I am crying right before I walk the dog because my son is fighting with me about having to change his damn shirt or having to brush his teeth. Like, you understand? Like, I am a mom who goes through her shit and I am a mom. I'm a businesswoman as well who goes through my doubtful moments. But more than ever, I really think whoever is listening, you need to have people in your life who you can talk to and vent to and just let them know what's going on just so you don't feel alone. And I know I am guilty for not reaching out sometimes to my group of friends, and it's because, you know, I'm still working on this. I'm not trying to do it all on my own. But I also love the fact that when I can pick up my phone and I can talk to my friends about something, right? And usually I warn them ahead of time, like, hey, I need to vent, right? Like, if y'all don't got space for this right now, then you don't gotta read it. But please, like, I just need to let you know that I just need to vent. And, you know, and now, and especially that we're home, right? We need those type of people that just to have to listen to, right? And I want you to know that, like, you don't gotta be alone in this space, right? Whatever space you are right now, whether you're struggling in your business, whether you're struggling at home, trying to find time for your work, trying to find time for your family, trying to also accomplish your personal goals. Like, I need you to understand that you don't have to do this alone, that you can have a team right behind you. So today is really about, like, vent, right? Go ahead and let out whatever it is that you gotta let out. Do not let it stick behind. Do not hold these emotions in, right? But more, vent to those people that you know that you can rely on to talk to. The people that's gonna, like, be like, that's gonna hold you that space so that you can, like, let go of whatever it is that you're feeling, you know? Like me, I have like 5 different groups that I can talk to about different areas of my life, you know? Maybe start with one group and let that be your group of, like, where you maybe talk about your mom problems, right? Maybe you talk about your business problems, or maybe you talk about your fitness problems, or, you know, just fitness in general, right? Not just problems, but fitness stuff and mom stuff and stuff like that. So, you know, if you don't have that tribe, like, there are people out there that you can find and who will be willing to, who are a support team, believe it or not. But I want you to know more than ever, like, do not let anything that is happening at this moment, like, stop you from speaking up of anything that is going on. You know, don't let time pass by where you're not speaking out what you're feeling. You know, let it out to a friend, let it out to a cousin, whoever it is, or maybe let it out on paper, whatever that works for you. But I just want you to know that it's okay to vent, right? It's okay to talk about your problems, and that, you know, I want you to know that you're not alone, because I am going through my little own crap as a mom. You know, it may look that I don't have issues, but believe me, I do. I am human. And, you know, that's my message for today. Honestly, my message for today is vent when you need to. Find a group of people that you know that you can trust and you can talk to about your issues, because that's more important. Teamwork is so important. And yeah, so anyways, I will talk to y'all guys next week, and looking forward to, actually, next week I'm gonna definitely be sharing more on business tips that I think that will help so many of you out there. So talk to you then. Have a great week.